You're listening to the RV of Three podcast with your hosts, Dave and Corinne Yandel, and of course, Odin Pierre, our French bulldog pup. We are three new to full-time RV life, but not new to travel and adventure.
Like most adults, we had successful career jobs, homes, and lots of things when we first met, none of which filled our need for travel and adventure. We left that to open and run a successful gym for 7 years, but still something was missing.
With jokes of going tiny for years, we felt, if not now, then when? So we sold what we could and packed up the rest to hit the road.
This podcast is all about our trials and tribulations of full-time RV living, and of course, some fun times too. If you like our show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode. Also, follow us on Instagram at RV of Three. All right, we are back.
Damn, you got it because I was distracted.
Episode 40.
I'm getting water. Ooh, 40?
No, it's almost, I'm almost as old as our podcast.
Wow.
All right, I have a icebreaker question for you. Seeing as we've pretty much only been in warm weather, I'm going to ask...
Except for the sneak attacks from places that lied to us.
I'm going to ask you, what out of the four seasons, ooh, and obviously we've experienced a lot of warm weather this year, what is, if any, or I get, no, you have to answer it. So what is one
how I guess, do you want to word it?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of it. Like, what is, what... season, I guess. Season. Okay. What season do you miss the most?
I would say I miss spring. I was thinking about that because we're about to get spring, and I'm actually kind of excited about it. I was sad that we're going to miss spring here in BB because we're leaving early, and I'm really excited to, like, see the flowers bloom, and we've already started noticing more animals and birds coming around and those things. So I like spring mainly because things are, like, coming out and growing and everything. Whereas, like, fall to me...
death.
Feels like... it's like a... like, there's a chill in the air. Whereas, like, spring has, like, a warmth in the air, even if it's, like, colder.
Yeah.
You know, most people from up north, we talk about, like, a 50-degree day in spring feels much better than a 50-degree day in fall.
Yep, I agree with you. Yep, I'm excited. I would just say the same reasons, because I like listening.
Nobody asked you.
Listening to the birds and the animals starting to, like, get excited and happy. It's been kind of cool here the past couple weeks. All the birds chirping a lot more right now.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's been pretty cool. All right.
Okay, my question for you. Now that I drag you everywhere and make you hike as much as possible, and we're always trying to figure out where we want to go, and I want to do these longer trails and all this stuff, I had a thought last time we were hiking. Which style hike do you like better? Do you like the trails that are what's called an in and out, where you go down a path and then you come back that same path? Or do you like looped trails where you're never retracing your steps? You're going generally in a circle or something where you still starting out at the same spot, but you make a loop.
I would have to say probably the loop trails.
Yeah.
Because mentally you see things and you're like, ugh, I'm only at this spot.
Okay.
If it's a long one. So, like, in a long one, it's just like when we talked about the trail we did the other day.
Emory.
It felt like the way back, I'm like, I don't remember this. And it's just felt like it was just dragging towards the end there because we were getting tired. And I'm like, then I'd see a landmark and I'd be like, man, I thought we were a lot closer than that. And I know that this means that we still have about 2 miles left or, you know, a mile left. And it was just getting to me a little bit. So sometimes like knowing that you have to go back. Yeah. It's frustrating.
See, I was thinking that I've always liked loop trails more, but recently the last couple places we've been, I'm really falling in love with a down and back trail because we've done a lot of things that have like elevation and views. And I find myself when I'm walking in trying to always look behind me and all of a sudden, and I'm like, you're going to come back this way and you'll see it the other way. And it does look like a totally different trail when you're coming at it from a different direction.
Yeah, So I think maybe more preference, just because, yeah, there's a little bit more unknown as opposed to like, ugh, I know that where I'm at. So
yeah,
that's what I'd say.
I hear you. I hear you, boo. All
right. So today we're going to get into...
We're leaving.
We are leaving Big Ben. So we're going to recap our stay here.
My heart
and
is
I'm
so going
to be interested to see, because when we got here, we were like, oh, this is the best national park. Did it live up to that the whole time? So let's get into it.
For several years, I've used a lot of equipment and brands, from backpacking the Grand Canyon and the Great Smoky Mountains to hiking and biking around Yellowstone National Park. The brand I love the most has always been Teton Sports. Their quality and comfortability is unmatched for any adventure I go on. Whether new to adventuring or a seasoned pro, stock up on all the best gear to get the most out of your adventures. Use code RV_of_3 online for 15% off your first Teton Sports order. Check out our show notes and follow us on TikTok and Instagram for our gear reviews and favorite items.
So I think I'm actually going to ask you that question at the end of this podcast.
What
is
question?
Whether or not Big Ben lived up to hype of the number one national park that we've been into.
All right. Well, I'll keep my mouth shut for now.
Okay, so Big Ben.
BB.
Describe it.
So
in 100 words or less.
First of all, everybody calls it BB, just so y'all aware.
B-I-B-E.
Yep. Big Ben described in, just, to me, is incredibly stunning views wherever you go and very few people.
Okay. I'm going to say incredible views with varying landscapes.
Yes, that's what ecosystems.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've mentioned this on several hikes that we've been on. Like, you start in the desert, then you go into the Chisos, and it's just, like, it starts to get a little chillier, the foliage changes, the animals change.
Yeah, like, we have, like, leaves changed up there.
Yeah, it's just completely different, like, ground cover. It's
they technically get snow, they just have not yet this year.
Yeah, so I just think that's interesting, the fact that, you know, everywhere, you know, there's water up there, there's a lot more, obviously, bear, which we haven't seen, but there's just, it's just a completely different, completely different.
And for some who don't know, and I learned this, this area specifically is called the best sunset in the west and in the east. And the reason being is, obviously, we all know the sun sets in the west, but the sun, as it goes behind the mountain, it actually hits the side of the Chisos, and they kind of glow.
They do. They glow.
And they're beautiful.
We saw that on our bike ride last week. It was like, whoa, that was pretty cool. They're like, they're glowing like pinkish and oranges.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool to see. And then in the morning time is my favorite. I like to drink my coffee in the morning, and I open the blinds, and I look to the south. And I can see, like, where the border of Mexico, you can see that their mountain range.
Yeah.
And the way the sun hits it, it's right now it's from, like, 7:30 to 7:42. I timed it. It's 12 minutes. And it's just the sun hits it, and that whole range glows red. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Just the way that the sun hits it. So, very beautiful. It is very remote. So, what is, let's talk about your favorite, maybe your I don't even know if it's a top three. Just give us your favorite things about Big Bend. Maybe we can either go rapid fire, you go, I go, or we can go, you go, and then
we'll go back and forth.
Okay.
Yeah. One of my favorite things about BB is, again, we're probably going to harp on this a lot, the lack of people. and I say that in the nicest way possible, but when I'm enjoying nature, I want to enjoy nature. I do not want to be stuck in people traffic, and I don't want to not be able to park at trailheads and have tons of people ruining the ambiance on trails.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we've really gotten that here. There's a few trailheads that are more popular.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, you can typically find time that they're not as much and get on them. And by popular, I say they don't have the infrastructure here that some of the bigger places have. So I also feel bad, like, talking about this hidden gem, because I've done a lot of research and reading on like a lot of the national parks stuff, and they talk about, hey, the next time you try to be an influencer and talk about certain places, realize what the infrastructure is there and can they handle an uptick in visitors. And I agree that that's very important here, because when you go to a trailhead, some of the more popular trails seem so busy because there's 10 parking spaces.
Yeah.
And nowhere else to go.
Yep.
But that being said, even if we go to a trailhead and we're the last car finding a spot, you don't feel crowded on the trail.
Yeah.
It is very spaced out.
Okay. So yours is lack of people. I can't do the same one. I'm going to say the weather. The weather's been great. We're here through November, December, January, now February.
No, December. We didn't get here until December, like, 2nd.
Whatever. December,
yeah.
January, February. Yeah. The weather's been absolutely great. We've had 1 week where it was chilly and got below freezing and had issues. And it literally was 3 days, honestly, and then it was right back up.
Yeah.
It's going to be chillier tomorrow, but upper 50s, low 60s. Nighttime,
but it's still always super sunny generally when it's cold.
And if you're in the sun, as long as the wind isn't whipping, it feels great. Like today's in the upper 80s, it's weird. And then tomorrow's going to be a little chillier. But I'd say the weather's been absolutely great. We haven't had any snow, and we've had a little bit of rain.
Very close to us has had ice and snow.
Yeah, that one day we had a lot of rain.
Yeah, 2 days. So. Yeah. Okay, so yours is weather. I'm going to go with the variety of things to do here. There's obviously hiking. They have numerous visitor centers, which I thought was really cool because that reminds me of Yellowstone, where you go to different areas and they have different things.
Yeah.
There's horseback riding, which was on our definite to-do list and didn't get done. There's trails all over for horseback riding. There's mountain biking trails. There's hiking trails. You can canoe, paddleboard on the Rio Grande. You can do flat trails. You can do elevated trail. You know, there's just, you can't do it all. My FOMO
is... There's off-roading. There's a lot of things,
My FOMO is very strong.
We kind of mentioned it, but kind of different landscapes we talked about, or like, you know, things like that. But I would say the views. The views are spectacular.
Yeah.
Like you go on, we've gone on a couple trails and just, even the mountain biking trail that we went on over by the airport, which isn't, it's outside of Big Bend. But you're going through these cool like areas and you're just like, you stop for a second and you're like, look at that little, like the way that the ground structure is, you know, like that area with the slate and those washes and some of like the distance views. And like, oh, it's like, you don't see that from the road.
No.
And if you're driving by the airport on a road, you just kind of look off and it just looks like a flat desert. Like, oh, there's the airport. Like, it's so weird that once you go back in there, it's really hilly and it just changes.
So. I told Chuck we saw a sheep when we were over there and he's like, it's not a sheep. It's a something with an A.
Antelope?
No.
All right.
But so, anyway. Yeah, so
landscape
is great. I'm also going to say that I, as much as I was like apprehensive when you're remote, right, in a tourist location, sometimes that can make it feel like you're not welcome in areas, but I haven't ever felt that here. I think that the locals, quote unquote, in the Trilingua, Laquitas, Studebaut area, no, I can't say so much for Alpine and Presidio because, like, it's not like we've hung out there. We've gone shopping there. It's been fine. But I love their little intricacies here, right? You're driving around. We talk about this all the time. You're driving around. Like, there's very few people that live in an actual house. Most of them live in some sort of weird concoction of a trailer under a metal roof with, like, buildings placed around it for storage or water. A lot of people have like, I don't know what to call them. Like they've built these things by themselves. So it's like a room that they've added on. So one room might be wood and stuff and one might be cement and another room might be adobe or, you know, I feel like it's very eclectic here. There's a lot of really good restaurants over in Ghost Town. And I just think like that brings a lot of flavor and spice.
Okay.
When you're visiting.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We've eaten out here the most of anywhere.
We have. The food is amazing. Yeah, I would have to agree with that. The people here are really nice. Even Chuck, you know, like he's local and everyone's been super helpful that we ran into. So really enjoy the people here down in this area. Hopefully.
And they're just laid back, kind of chill culture.
Yeah,
and
but willing to help anybody. Like how many times did Chuck lend out his tractors? Because a neighbor down the road's like, hey, can I borrow a tractor? Yeah, sure, come get it. And his kid comes and grabs it and pulls it off. So yeah, super, super awesome. Anything else? I don't know if I have anything. We've talked about landscapes, views, weather, the differences in the hikes, the people.
So much.
I mean, it is a great place. I'm going to truly miss it. And I'm glad I'm glad that we were able to view it and to see it and to experience it. I'm really happy about that.
Absolutely.
What are some down things? What are some
things? Because that does happen.
Yeah. So now that we've been here for about 3 months, I'm going to say the lack of the wildlife. For a national park.
Can we caveat that with the fact that we are pretty much here during their quote-unquote winter season?
You can say whatever you want. I'm going to say it's a lack of wildlife.
So that was why I was really excited about the spring time, because I felt like we would have a lot more opportunity. Already in the last 2 weeks, we've seen way more animals. We've seen tons of deer 2 days in a row on our different hikes in totally different areas. We were in the Chisos, and then we were down in the plateau. We've seen sheep all over, you know, things like that in the last couple weeks. So I feel like we're just at a bad time.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, I agree. That's a downside when you're visiting, because this is their
winter
busy season.
Busy season, right?
Because it's quote-unquote chillier, because it does get way too hot in the summertime.
Yep. So I would say the lack of animals. I was, you know, you're in Texas. There's signs all over about...
We haven't even seen a snake.
I know. I'm, like, so pissed off that I haven't seen a rattlesnake. We've seen a couple spiders, the tarantulas, but we've seen some sheep and deers. But
coyote,
you know,
that wanted to eat the Winonin.
But, like, I really was hoping we'd see a bear, because they were talking about there's a lot of bears around here.
Everybody talks about all the javelinas that they've seen.
And javelinas and the mountain lions, and we haven't seen any of that. So I'm just a little disappointed. That would be the one drawback that, like, some of the times, like, when we go on these hikes and we're going, you know, I thought for sure this past weekend we'd probably see something. Mm-hmm. We saw a deer, which was still cool, but I was just to the lack of.
I'm going to intersect with a very funny story. So my boss, Chuck, told me the other day this week, right? Exactly what you said, right? People come here, they want to see bears. They want to see things. People see them all the time. They're all over the Chisos when they're awake and moving.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks before we got here, one was in the town.
Yeah.
Wreaking havoc.
Yeah.
And so when him and his wife were coming down here all the time and then moved down here, she would bug him all the time, like, Chuck, I want to see a bear. I want to see a bear. I want to see a bear. And they'd go drive around the park, and they'd go to all the places that everybody sees bear. No bear. This went on for 2 years. She's bugging him. So finally, she comes to him. She wants to take a vacation to Alaska. They're doing, like, this big cruise up there, this hotel. You fly up there. And, again, classic. Bears everywhere, right? So he spends all this money for them to go to Alaska. She sees a bear. Ta-da! Rose is happy. They fly back. Within a day, they saw a bear outside of their RV park.
It's funny.
And he was like, we just spent all that money. I was like, well, because the pressure's off.
Still the experience.
Yeah. So, the lack of wildlife makes me a little sad, but I love all the birds.
Yes. Okay.
My thing that is not... It's just a downer when we're out here, especially for long term like we are. Most people come in here for like 2 weeks max, so you're usually not going to encounter this problem. But the grocery store situations.
Yeah.
Because there's only one grocery store in town.
And it's small.
It's small, it's limited, and it's expensive. And for people like us that do eat healthy, their produce typically is not the freshest. It's already kind of like needs to be eaten in the next day or two, and so it's really hard to kind of like stock up on that stuff. And that also goes for like Presidio and Alpine. You know, when I talk to my friends back home, they're like, I didn't think about it. I'm like, it's desert. Like, they don't grow things like we grow things, and it takes longer to get food here, so it's just not that same quality we've gotten from, like, the Midwest. And that's been really hard for us, I think, to adjust to. And then the second part of the grocery is that, like, we love going to Presidio. The meat selection's great. But again, not, it's even worse when it comes to like the veggies and then some of the like other things we like, certain chips, bread, salsas, whatever. They don't have those things there at all.
Yeah, because they cater to the locals, which the locals, it's right on the border.
Yeah, and that's, you know, an hour and a half west, or we go a complete different direction, an hour and a half north. There's an all-natural grocer that has some of our vitamins, the chips we like, seasonings we like, and then that store has a little bit better veggies, but their meat selection sucks.
Yeah.
So it's like a no-win.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so I would say that that is rough. It reminds me a lot of Yellowstone in that regard, because we had to drive so far to get groceries and we had to stock up, and the local stores were just,
the local was bad, but we drove the 2 hours to Jackson Hole and we could get anything and everything we needed.
Yeah, so it'll be nice to go back where we're going to be in a kind of a more populated area, to being able to be a little closer to things like, oh, I want to run down the end. But again, with that, there's also drawbacks too. So
yeah,
that was a tough one. I would say another downer is the fact that we've lost power here a lot more than any place.
That's what I was going to say, too.
So power loss, just weird random reasons. Obviously, one was wind yesterday. The other one was the ice storm in Alpine. But we're subject to whatever is going on in Alpine is going to affect us here.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is anywhere in between, it's so remote that it takes them a really long time to fix. So that the power situation, so I'm glad we got the solar when we did it, really helped us with that aspect.
And I can only imagine what it's going to be once it gets hot. You know, these smaller rural areas just don't have
the
infrastructure and the grid. So if it overheats and stuff, like Dave said, like everybody's suffering, which is why so many people have generators, solar, they have their own water source, everything, because we've been told how much it goes down. We have not been affected by this, but told when it gets a little bit warmer, like it's not uncommon for a water main to break and there'd be no water for up to a week.
Yeah, so those are some of the concerns, I would say. You got another one?
You know what we forgot to talk about, we loved? It's a dark sky. It is the darkest sky in the lower 48. I don't know if it's all 50 states, but at least in the lower 48, because it is so completely rural, not only on the U.S. side, but also the Mexico side, because Mexico has their national park on the other side of the Rio Grande. So this is just so secluded that it is the best dark sky. There's some observatories out here, again, that we didn't get to because they're like 2 hours away. But that is a benefit. We have seen the most beautiful stars at night.
Yep, I would say that's a good benefit. All right, negatives. I don't know.
I can't think of anything else. It's just, you know, the food situation can be tough.
It's just tough, yeah. You just have to be...
And a lot of that has to do with the style of food that we eat. We're very health conscious and fresh food conscious. Mm. And then the power grid.
Yeah. I guess a positive, which we're going to go back. If you went back, I'm going to go back. That if you were going to spend only a very short period here, like a couple days, this could be a park that you could drive around it all in one day.
Oh, yeah.
Probably hit maybe a hike or two, because they do have some short ones.
Some of the major good ones.
The major good ones. And I think you could hit it in a weekend and still be like pleasantly happy with it.
Yeah.
However, there is now that you're here longer, there's a lot more trails that you're like, holy crap, like that makes, it's, you know what I mean? Like we're already like, oh man, we didn't get to do that. So definitely would recommend taking longer time to explore here. But it can be done in a short period of time just to see it.
Things are spread out, but they're also closer together than I think most national parks are, so that's kind of nice. I am going to ask you, what has been your favorite thing that we've done here?
Oof. My favorite? I mean, we've done so much variety, but I really enjoyed getting back on the mountain bike.
Yeah.
So honestly, that's been my favorite. Because we tried in Utah, and the couple times we went, we were able to go. It was fun. You know, like when we went over by Zion and did that.
Something we really
you know, the guacamole trail was awesome, but then it got really hard. We should have done a little bit more evaluation on that. But I really enjoyed that just because it was something different, and I really enjoy mountain biking. And that one time we went out, the second time was fun too, but the first time when we went down Trail 3, you know what I mean, where it was like the fast and the downhills. Just haven't had that in so long, and the trail was really good.
Yeah. Did you know that Dark Sky just posted that Kanab apparently has been working on an infrastructure of mountain biking trails that they just finally opened like a week or are opening an official and like released the map, and there's like all these trails like 10 minutes outside of town.
That's cool.
I'm so...
Yeah, that would have been... I mean, they only had one or two trails when we were there. Some of them are cool.
We had to drive 45 minutes to Hurricane.
It was just really sandy there. It was really hard.
I'd be interested to go back and check them out when we go through the area.
Okay, what is your favorite thing? That we've done.
I would love to say Emery Peak because the views were so incredible. And honestly, I liked being up there talking to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like hike view-wise, there's a lot of options for that around the U.S., right? You have a lot of the mountains in the Sierras. You have the Appalachians. You have the Rockies. So you can get those views. So I'm going to say my favorite thing, because it's a little bit more unique to here, was the amazing hot spring. You got this group. If you wanted to take a longer hike to it, you got a longer hike, or you can do a shorter one. You get so cool because it's this old structure. You're in it. It's like you're in the 1930s. You can put your feet in the Rio Grande. There's all these like buildings to tell you about like the people who lived here before it was a national park, and it just like blows your mind that people lived here so long, 100 years ago.
And they made this their
desolate.
Home.
Desolate. Mm-hmm. But I felt like that was just very unique to hear.
Yeah, it was. So. Cool. All right. I think we're approaching the end. So a question that I had for you at the very beginning that I said
still our number one.
Would it still be your number one national park now that you've been here and experienced it for such a long period of time with all of the ones that you've seen?
I'm going to say it is. And the reason being is because even though Yellowstone was so close as number two, I felt much more rushed in Yellowstone, and I didn't feel like I got to, like, we knew we had a short time and we just did as much as we could, and I loved that. Whereas here I felt like I got to really settle in and take in everything we were doing, plus it had a lot of the cool things that Yellowstone had with the different ecosystems. You know, you had the higher elevation, you had the lower elevation, you have waters, you have waterfalls. We didn't even talk about Cattails Falls that we went to. And just the different in the visuals all over. But I didn't feel rushed this time. So for right now, it's still my number one.
Okay.
What about you?
I enjoy the little bit more laid back, absolutely. Like not feeling rushed. I would have to say that it probably drops to number two. It is up there. It is still amazing. I would love to come back. You know, it'll always hold a special place. But experiencing, and just looking back, I think Yellowstone had so many
the animals,
and like there was some amazing, Grand Prismatic. I mean, you know what I mean? Like there was just so many awesome things, and like there was the drawback there was just so many people.
Yeah.
But then like a quarter to a half mile off the trail. And then there was nobody, and it was just very secluded. And then as you're walking, you can, you know, we saw the bear, and in its natural environment. And then you saw the animals, just, it was so cool.
I can't wait for us to get back to the Smokies, because that was third on our list.
Yep.
But we're going to spend a whole season there, getting to explore everything from spring, summer, fall, all over. And then the whole area we're going to be, there's another national park over there, and what else? There's another thing that I'm missing.
So, I mean, there's some cool cities over there that we wanted to see.
Yeah, so
also in the Carolinas, and we're only 8 hours from Florida, which was cool.
Yeah, when my mom told me I was 8 hours from my stepdad, I was like, oh, well, damn. But just to be in the Smokies itself and really be able to see, because there is more wildlife there.
There's tons of ecosystem there. Like, let's have a more relaxed weekend, and we're going to go fishing.
Yeah, you know? I do miss fishing.
That was cool in Yellowstone.
I do.
When we caught the fish the one time, But it was just cool to be like, let's not, you know, after work, it's all, we've been a long day. We're not going to hike.
Technically, there's fishing here.
We're just going to go fishing. So yeah. That's something that's going to be cool.
Damn. Yeah.
Anything else?
I love nature.
Yeah. Get out here and experience it, and highly recommend it.
Yep.
All right, we'll see you guys on the next episode.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the RV of Three podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode. Share with your friends and give us a 5-star review.
Want to see what adventures we are on right now? Follow us on Instagram at RV of Three.